situation on the ground in eastern Ukraine is approaching a very dangerous escalation, and the High Commissioner is warning that if it escalates any further, this could prove catastrophic for the civilians in the area. There are 5.2 million people living in the midst of the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Not only are they in the middle of extreme violence, but the harsh winter months are also taking their toll, with shortages of food and water and power cuts. And any prolongation of this conflict could make the humanitarian situation just untenable for these people.
Can you give us an idea of how badly civilians are being affected?
In fact, the death toll in Ukraine since mid-April last year now exceeds 5,358 people, and more than 12,000 have been wounded as well as a result of the conflict. Civilians are being targeted. Bus stops and public transport, marketplaces, schools, kindergartens, hospitals and residential areas, none of these are immune from shelling and from attacks by various parties to the conflict.
When you say civilians are being targeted, is it because they're in the midst of fighting the crossfire, or are they being deliberately singled out?
One of the biggest reasons for the high civilian death toll is the indiscriminate shelling of residential areas in both government-controlled territory as well as territory that's controlled by the armed groups. As you may be aware, in the single most deadly incident involving civilians, at least 31 people were killed in Mariupol when multiple launch rocket system attacks took place in a marketplace.
There are also worrying developments in the Autonomous Republic of Crimea, according to a statement. Can you elaborate on that?
Last week, the premises of the only television channel broadcasting in the Crimean Tatar language, this TV channel is called ATR, the premises were raided by armed, masked men in unmarked military clothing. And the other very worrying development is that the deputy head of the Crimean Tatar Mejlis was detained. He faces up to 10 years in prison for creating mass disturbances. Currently, more than 20,000 people have been internally displaced from Crimea to mainland Ukraine following the takeover of the peninsula by these so-called self-defense forces almost a year ago. So the situation there is really quite difficult for civilians as well.
Why are Crimean Tatars more at risk than the other populations living there?
Several minority groups and populations that are already vulnerable have become even more vulnerable in the course of this conflict.